I was behind a patrol.
Hours after Bo Bergdahl's release from the Afghan-Pakistan border, President Barack Obama shared a moment of joy with the sergeant's parents, Bob and Jannie.
As president, I know that I speak for all Americans when I say we cannot wait for the moment when you are reunited and your son, Bo, is back in your arms.
Then, a mother's gratitude.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Bo. He's had a wonderful team everywhere. We will continue to stay strong for Bo while he recovers. Thank you.
But amid cheers, some criticize the price paid for Bergdahl's freedom and worry that dealing with the Taliban could embolden militants and put more Americans at risk. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
I think it is very disturbing that we are releasing five acknowledged terrorist Taliban leaders in a deal with terrorists. Sergeant Bergdahl was fighting to capture these terrorists. Can you imagine what he would say to his fallen comrades who lost their lives to stop these people who were responsible, either directly or indirectly, for threatening or taking U.S. civilian lives? I mean, that's why we sent our soldiers there.
The Obama administration's justification rests on a view that Sergeant Bergdahl was a prisoner of war, not a hostage. National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
We have a sacred obligation that we have upheld since the founding of our republic to do our utmost to bring back our men and women who were taken in battle. And we did that in this instance. If for some reason we took a position now in the 21st century when some of our adversaries may not be traditional state actors, that we would not do our utmost to bring our prisoners of war home, that would break faith with the American people and with the men and women who serve in uniform.
On a visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel echoed Rice's argument and did not rule out the possibility of other breakthroughs with militants. Last week, President Obama announced a small residual U.S. force will remain in Afghanistan next year if the country signs a bilateral security agreement with the United States. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.